We're going to start in Colossians chapter 1. So last year, seven of us who lived in New Jersey were sent down to Charlotte to move God's word and to start a fellowship. And one thing that we were told before we went down is that Jesus Christ is in town because you're in town. And I remembered that for the whole year. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. It's Christ in you. And like Joe shared, wherever we are, that's where Jesus Christ is. We walk out with that same power and that same authority. So we're going to look at what it means to have Christ in us. And then we're going to look at a day in the life of Jesus Christ and how we as one body and as the church represent him. So, Colossians chapter 1, I think Joe saved this verse for me on purpose, verse 27. Colossians 1:27, it says, "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." It's Christ in you. And if we didn't know anything else just reading this verse, it's like, well, what does that mean? It's got to be a figure of speech, right? Because Christ, we know, is not physically here anymore. And as we learned in the last teaching, it is. It's talking about something spiritual. It's talking about that Holy Spirit that we received when we got born again. That's spiritual power. And God calls it Christ in you just to emphasize that it's the same power and the same authority that Jesus Christ had is in us. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Got to get back to Ephesians. So we know once we received Holy Spirit that we received power. It talks about in the beginning of Acts that it was the promise of the Father. It was being baptized by Holy Spirit, and it was spiritual power. And that power we received as soon as we got born again. We're going to read a little bit more about it here in Ephesians. Go to verse 18. Oh, and in the last verse, it started off saying, "To whom God would make known." This is something that God wants us to know. So it must be important. And in Ephesians 1:18, it says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who do what?
Believe."
Who believe. That power comes to us by believing, and that's also how we manifest that power. If we get born again and we just don't do anything else, we just walk around acting like the rest of the world, we're not going to see the exceeding greatness of God's power. It takes us believing. It takes us convincing ourselves that we really do have Christ in us, and then walking out as if we are Jesus Christ, walking out with all that power and that authority. So just how powerful is this power? Well, like the rest of the verse says, "According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come." That's a lot of power. Jesus Christ went from being dead to being raised, to being resurrected, and then ascended to God, where now he's at God's right hand, and he's above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. That makes him the second most powerful being in the universe, only below God. And then what does it say? Verse 22 says, "And hath put all things under his feet," under Christ's feet, "and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." So Christ is the head. He's seated at the right hand of God. And it says that we, the church, are his body. If you look at it, it says that he put all of those things under Christ's feet, right? So if Christ is here and he's the head and we are the body right here, then that means all of those things are under our feet too, right? All of those, the principalities, the power, the might, and dominion, we have greater authority than all of the powers of this world. It's God, it's Christ, and then it's us. God and Christ in us. That is how much power we have. And that is how we should think about ourselves when we're going to work and going to school and going to the grocery store. It's, I have all the power of God in Christ in me. I can help in this situation. I can heal this person. Let's turn to John chapter 14. It just takes changing our thinking to really believe that we have this Christ in us and to really walk in all the greatness of the power of God. And like Joe shared, it's all of us who are the one body. So it's not just on you individually to carry out all of God's will on earth, thankfully. It's all of us. It's Christ in all of us. So all of us working together as one body, we can do the things that God wants done here on this earth. And we get to just enjoy it. We get to enjoy our relationship with him. We get to enjoy being loved by him, the peace, the joy that comes with that. And then we get to walk in all the power of God, which is a pretty awesome life. So John chapter 14, and we're going to read verse 12. I think Joe saved this one for me too. Thanks, Joe. John 14, 12. It says, verily, verily, and this is Jesus Christ talking, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And we just read in Ephesians that he did go to his Father, right? He ascended up. Do we believe on him? Does anyone? Yes. We believe on him. He went to his Father. So that means this verse is talking about us. It says that the works that Jesus Christ did, we can do those same works and greater works. Do you think of yourself as someone who can do the works of Jesus Christ? Or do you think of yourself as someone who's not good enough, who's never going to measure up, or, you know, who keeps making mistakes? God knew that. God planned for that. He knew that we're not perfect people, and he still gave us Holy Spirit, and it's because of that Spirit that we have that we can represent Jesus Christ, which is really awesome. So what kind of works did Jesus Christ do? Well, we're going to take a look at a day in the life of Jesus Christ. Go to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Oh, and also thank you to Christina for translating for me. It's pretty cool. You know, we have people with these headphones on, and they're listening to the teaching in Spanish. So they get to hear the word just like we do, which is really awesome. Luke chapter 4. We're going to start in verse 31. Luke 4:31. And came down, this is Jesus Christ, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Verse 33, and in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone! What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art, the Holy One of God. So Jesus Christ is in the middle of teaching, and this guy just stands up and says all these things, and it's the devil spirit that's saying it. And Jesus Christ doesn't get fazed. In verse 35, Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. Shut up and come out. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. Jesus Christ was not intimidated by this devil spirit. He had authority over it. He knew that. So he said, shut up and come out. And the spirit had to leave. It had to listen to him. Well, what about us? We have Christ in us. All of those devil spirits out there, they are under our authority. And, you know, but it's not like there's any out there anymore, right? Like, they're all gone. Obviously not. I mean, you guys have seen what's going on in the world. Like, why are people getting killed left and right? Why is there stealing and killing and destroying? The adversary and the devil spirits, they don't want people to know that they exist. And for the most part, people don't believe in them. But we know the truth, and we also know that we have authority over those devil spirits. So everybody out there is just blaming people, blaming administrations, governments, political parties, and we know what's really going on. So like my dad shared last night, we can go out and clean house. Like, we don't have to let them just run around and do whatever they want. We are the ones who can stand up to them. We are the ones who have power. We are the ones who have authority. And we need to be aware of what's going on around us. We need to train our minds to check in with God and say, like, what's going on in this room? Is there anything else I should know? Like, is there anything I can do? And he'll show us. Why would he not show us? He gave us this power so that he can work in us. So we can do exactly what Jesus Christ did here and say, shut up and get out. And then God's will can continue to be done. So let's keep going here. This is the same day, at least it appears so. In verse 38, it says, and he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when it says it was a great fever, it's not like it was great. it means it was serious. It was like not just like a regular fever. It was a big deal. And Jesus Christ rebuked the fever and it left. And this woman got immediately healed. And here he was, not with a whole multitude of people, but with just a family. He just went to their house and he healed this woman. Just last week, Christina told me that she went to someone's house just like this and prayed for that person and they got healed, which is so awesome. And we should expect that we can do these things. We should expect that when we go to someone's house and there's a need, I'm the one who can take care of that need. I'm the one who has Christ in me. I'm the one who has power. What can I do here? And God will show us what to do. He will. Every day can be like this day. So verse 40 says, now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Just imagine if each one of us goes back to where we're from, and we have a day like this, where, you know, we go to our Sunday morning fellowship, and we cast out a devil spirit, and then we go visit with a family, and we heal somebody, and then we go, and people bring all their sick family members, and we heal them. That's pretty awesome, and that is the power that we have. We can have days like this because we have Christ in us. It's God working in us to carry out his will on this earth. If we keep going here, it says in verse 42, and when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. So they wanted him to stay, obviously, because he was doing all these amazing things. And he said, I can't, I got to go to some other cities. Jesus Christ could only be in one place at one time. And all of us can be in many places. It's Christ in each of us. He is wherever we are in this earth. Whenever you go to work, it's Christ in you. Whenever you go to school, it's Christ in you. When you're teaching your kids, it's Christ in you. When you're going to the grocery store, it's Christ in you. When you're going to the gym, everywhere you go, you just have to believe that it's Christ in you. that you're the one in that situation that can handle things. You're the one that can bring God's solutions to pass for people. You're the one with Christ in you. Let's go up to verse 17. So Luke 4:17. It says, "And there was delivered unto him," Jesus, "the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.'" Jesus Christ knew what the word said about him. And he did all of these things because he believed it. He believed that he was sent to do all of these things. He believed that he did have Holy Spirit. What about us? We can go around and we can believe that it is Christ in us. That's what the word says, no matter what we feel. You know, maybe we're having a bad day. It's still Christ in us. And then we can say to people, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. It's Christ in me. I can help you." We just need to train our minds. We're going to close in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And the greater works that it was talking about in John are that we can get people born again and that we can speak in tongues. Jesus Christ couldn't do those things because it wasn't available yet. He had to first die and be resurrected. But now we can do those things. We can get people saved, where they go from death unto life, where they go from just dying to just eternal life with God. That's awesome. And then we have all nine manifestations. We can speak in tongues. We have interpretation of tongues, prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, where God can show you what's going on and what to do. And then faith, miracles, and healing. We can do all nine of those. And if you speak in tongues, you can heal someone. It's all part of that same spirit that we got. It's just a way that it's manifested. And we just need to train our minds to believe that, because it's he that believeth on me. It's the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. It just takes convincing ourselves, I have Christ in me. I can go out and heal someone. I can go out and accomplish what God wants me to accomplish. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we'll start in verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature," or a new creation. "Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." It's Christ in us, but we being in Christ is renewed mind. That's us believing that we have Christ in us. When we believe it, all things become new. We drop off all of those negatives and all that condemnation, and we are new creations in Christ. Verse 18 says, "And all things," all those new things, "are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God." So God was in Christ, reconciling people to him. And that word reconciled just means to bring back together that which has been separated. Well, there's plenty of people out there who are still separated from God. And now it's our privilege and our responsibility to reconcile them back to God. And we do that by living the Christ in us. We've been given a ministry, a way of serving. We've been given the word of reconciliation, the word to do it, to speak to people. And we have the power of God in Christ in us so that we can reconcile people to God and help them to live these amazing lives that we get to live. So when we go back to the places that we live, let's just remember who we are. Let's just believe who we are, that it's God in Christ in you, and that Jesus Christ is in town.